I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, another Let's Get to Know with a Knoxville senior. This time, girls track and field shot putter, Sierra Heffron. Sierra, let's get to know you. Do you have a pre-meet ritual that you have to go through?
I don't really. I just kind of get my shoes on, listen to some music, and go do my warm-up.
All you kids like to listen to music, so that's my next question. What is a warm-up song that you have to hear?
I don't necessarily have a specific one, but I like to listen to lots of Zach Bryan calming type music.
Okay. What is a post-game meal or a restaurant after the meet?
I don't know that I have one, but once in a while we'll go grab ice cream after meet.
Opposing place to for a meet, not except for Knoxville, when you go on the road, what's an opposing place that maybe you've had a good outing or just like to throw at?
I'd say Pella has a pretty good meet destination.
You have a hobby?
I like to crochet.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have some things that you've made you have up in the house?
I've made a caterpillar. Just a couple random little things.
TV show or YouTube channel?
The Office was a pretty good TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite holiday?
Halloween or Christmas.
All right. Halloween, because you can dress up in a costume and yes. Trick-or-treat. Yes. You still do that?
I don't trick-or-treat, okay. But it's just a nice, lighthearted, fun holiday.
Just to dovetail on that, what's a favorite costume that you dressed up as and, you know, one time?
I was a jack-o'-lantern one year. That was pretty creative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very creative. All right, high school sports and activity other besides track and field that you participate in?
I'm involved in bowling, softball, and I'm on the academic team.
I know your track and field season's right now, but this summer, looking forward to that senior year in softball, too?
Yes, I'm super excited for that season.
New coach, too. That's kind of exciting, too.
Yes, it will be a good year.
And what is the best high school sports memory? I think I might have an idea.
Probably breaking the record. That's a good one. But playing sports with my sister has always been, that was always a good time.
Yeah, I know, you know, you and Charlie always were kind of right there at the beginning and end of her high school career. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and does it differ now?
I wanted to be a veterinarian, and now I plan to be a chiropractor.
And who's your role model, and why do you look up to them?
I would say my older sisters are my role models. They've just always been there for me, and they're two great people.
You have siblings, you know, obviously you get along with them very well, too.
Yeah, we get along super well. We're best friends.
How many siblings? I know Charlie, and you have a older sister as well, past Charlie?
Yeah, that's Tierney.
Okay. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Cyclones.
Oh, okay. Favorite memory of the Cyclones?
We went to the Big 12 tournament. Is that what it's? Yep. We went to that quite a few years ago, but that was fun.
And do you have a favorite pro sports team you follow?
The Chiefs.
Well, you've had some good success here as a Chiefs fan recently.
For sure.
And, you know, I'm sure Patrick Mahomes, one of your favorite pro sports players.
Possibly.
Possibly. Okay. If you could go on a shopping spree at any store, what would it be?
Shields.
That is a go-to for you kids. Is it just the kind of the go-to for all your athletic equipment and everything?
I feel like Shields has a good variety of clothing. They have kind of athletic wear and then just leisure wear.
Top thing on your bucket list?
I would like to go to Rottnest Island in Australia one day. They have a... there are marsupial, they're quokkas, but that's the only island that has them.
Okay, explain what a quokka is.
It's kind of like a guinea pig mouse mix, but a little bit bigger. Oh. The size of a small dog.
Okay, all right. Which famous person in history would you want to spend the day with? They could be living or not.
Maybe Dennis Rodman.
Why Dennis Rodman? That just goes against your personality.
Well, we watched the documentary, and he was in it, and he just seems like a very calm, laid-back kind of guy. Seems like I would want to listen to some of his stories.
And you're kind of a laid back person too yourself. So, All right, if you could travel, where could you? Where would you? Or time travel, I should say. Where would you go, past or future?
I think I would go to the future.
Okay. How far into the future?
100 years.
All right. See how things are going then?
Yep.
If we're still here. And if you could play any other sport that you don't participate in, what would it be?
Lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of an interesting sport for you?
Yeah, we played it, I think, in elementary PE, and it was a really good time.
All right, Sierra Heffron, thanks for letting us get to know you.
Thank you.